Utilities meeting to order, 9:30. Today's the October 22nd. Motion to approve minutes from the last meeting. Mr. Loeb, second by Mr. Simpson. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passed. Okay, we're going to go to the buildings and ground agenda first. And the first thing on there is number four, referral and pending items, and I'll turn that over to Mr. Hajos.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The only thing that's on there was, we talked last month that the bids were going to go out. The bids actually went out yesterday. We're going to have a pre-bid meeting with any of the potential proposers on November 7th, and I think by November 14th, we'll have the bids in and know how much the building's going to cost.
Discussion? That's pretty cut and dry. Yes, Mr. Loeb?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What's the overall timeframe that you anticipate from now until vehicles can move in?
Probably not until spring, summer of next year. I don't see them doing a lot of concrete work over the winter, and that's really going to be a big part of it because they're going to have to do the footings and foundation first. So I would assume this will really start, I mean, this will give us a ballpark of the number, but the work will start in the spring.
Well, in the meanwhile, we will have moved our emergency vehicles out of Warren Street?
I believe all the emergency vehicles are out of Warren Street already. Most of them are out back of Frank's shop now.
Thank you.
Mr. Wild?
Thank you. Kevin, what percentage of this building is for future use? And what I'm getting at is, we have an immediate need right now for the emergency services vehicles and some others, but is this just to deal with today's use and needs, or do we have some extra capacity in this building?
When Brian LaFleur gave me the original plan sheet, a couple of years ago, he had drawn out a building like was a 65 by 75 or something like that. We're up to an 80 by 90 building, and this is him in the future having more equipment or potentially more equipment for this, but it'll also be a use for DPW as well. A percentage, I can't give you a percentage of what it is, Mike. It will be for future years.
20%, 50%?
20% maybe.
That's good. That's reasonable. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, privilege of the floor. Would anybody like to comment on anything with DPW? No? Oh, Mr. Simpson?
At the board meeting, you know, it's talked about that, you know, we suggested that we do some kind of a survey, you know, look at our efficiencies and stuff in our building, and I just was wondering, I mean, I've been in some offices where some of these outside walls, I've noticed, you know, they're not probably properly insulated or whatever, and I just wondered if, you know, part of that survey, if we were going to undertake it, are there things that make sense to do, you know, that would provide for a return on investment on, you know, I don't think a permanent solution is, you know, putting a, there's an insulating blanket over one of the outside walls, and there's a lot of cold air coming through there. And I know this in the boardroom, I didn't say it at the board meeting, but over on our end, it's, I mean, during the winter, it's like 40 degrees difference than probably the other side of the boardroom. So I just wonder if that could make sense to look at that stuff.
Mr. McDevitt?
As we speak, the process has begun. Okay, we are currently, I think, going to be close to being the process of communicating with Energy Audit, an organization that will do a complete envelope of energy efficiency in this building. So Chris Belden, Kevin, the chairman of the board, Mr. Morehouse are involved in this process. So we're starting it, and let's deal with facts and information, and then kind of get into a cost-benefit analysis and make an effort to see that we have control over the building that we spend, and a lot of our employees spend, you know, most of the time. So it's embarking as we speak, so thank you for bringing it up.
That's good. I just want to tell you, I supported that, and I think it's a smart thing to do.
The motivation came out of the Energy Smart first meeting, and they had a list there in terms of things that, suggestions in terms of what counties ought to do. And I think a very smart move, again, would be to collect the data, get the information, and let's just see if we can't make the structure we spend some time in more energy efficient and save some money for the taxpayers.
Mr. Hajos?
I just wanted to add on to what Peter said. The Energy Star will come around, we believe. We're looking into that with Chris Belling right now, that they'll do an energy audit, kind of a quick energy audit for free. If we go to doing like a full-blown energy audit, checking the glass, things like that, it'll cost us. We'll have to get a consultant to come in and do that work. The glass that was in this building, these buildings were put up in the 60s. The glass that was in this building was replaced in 1982, but the standards that they had in 1982 to today are much different. And most of that coal there that you probably feel is in that glass.
That did come out of the Climate Smart Committee, our very first committee, which was Mr. McDivitt's on, myself, and I think Ms. Bramer and so forth. So there were some real positives that came out of that. That's and checking this building out and finding out if there's some efficiencies to be gained is paramount. I know Mr. Whitehead had done a preliminary assessment of this building back with the Siemens debacle. So I don't know if you've seen his information, Mr. Hajos, but I'll forward that to you. If it helps you, great. If it doesn't, whatever, but it can only help. But he did some type of analysis back when we were all looking at the Siemens contract and how that was poor. So any other discussion on this, Mr. Weil?
Thank you, Doug. I'm just curious. We have $450,000 that we're expecting to get from the sale of a property on River Street. I'm just curious where we are with the closing of that.
Mary?
Yep. So myself and the buyer worked out. We're going to try to close December 1st. And in the meantime, we're going to give him an early occupancy agreement so he can do some work on the scale house.
Thank you.
Seeing no other discussion, we'll move along now to the airport agenda.
Good morning, everybody. I have three resolution requests on the agenda. They're all related to the purchase of two new snow plows for the airport from an FAA grant. The first one is to establish a capital project. The second one is to appropriate funds from the reserve account for the local share. And the third one is to amend a resolution to allow us to take money out of the reserve account.
Move it.
Moved by Mr. Simpson, second by Mr. Sokol. Discussion?
Pardon me?
It's for all three.
You would like to move all three, Mr. Simpson?
Sure.
Mr. Simpson would like to move all three. Would you second that, Mr. Sokol? Mr. Sokol second all three. Discussion? Mr. Weil?
I'm just curious, what's the match and what's our share?
The match is 5%, and our share is $21,000 for two trucks, so $10,500 a truck for a $200,000 truck.
Good deal.
Any other discussion? Mr. Loeb?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Where does the fund that this comes out of the federal, is this the same fund that
FAAIP funding? 90%, 5% state.
Airline tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're good. Thank you.
Seeing no other discussion, call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed. Okay. Number four, referral of the pending items, committee authorizing the RFP to pursue solar power site development at the airport and updating the airport layout plan for same. Mr. Hajos? Or is that Mr. DeGraw? Okay.
So we're getting closer to the point where we can put out an RFP. We just submitted our final glare study to the FAA, waiting for some feedback. Once we get that, I'm going to ask our consultants, Jacobs, to put together a package for us to ask the FAA to change the use of the land from aeronautical to non-aeronautical. Once we have that approved or close to approved, then we can put an RFP out over the winter and get some bids back and see what it's worth out there.
Yes, Mike?
Sorry, Doug, another question. Do we know what amount of power we expect to generate out of this array? And where's that power gonna go?
So my focus is on revenue. And what I'm planning on doing is putting out an RFP to lease the land and to see what the solar producer will provide us per acre on an annual basis for the land. I don't know specifically how much they're gonna make or how much they're gonna produce or where they're gonna sell it. So I'm just focusing on what they're gonna pay us for the lease of the land.
So if I can follow up.
Go ahead.
So the intent is not for us to purchase this solar array. It's really just to lease it, let someone come in and put their own array in.
Correct. We're just leasing the land. It's like we do with Skimmerhorn's hangars. We receive the rent and they own it. They're responsible for it. That's my plan.
And we still own the airport and all of its facilities. We lease out hangars to Mr. Skimmerhorn. I think people get a little confused sometimes. They think, well, Skimmerhorn bought this and bought that. No, he leases it from the county. We own it. And just like with the solar field, if this comes to fruition, it'll be a private entity that will be leasing the land, part of the land, out of the airport, and we obviously will generate revenue from that. Mr. DeGraw, anything else? Okay, so is there any other discussion on that? Yes, Ms. Bramer?
I wanted to know if you had taken a look at any of the other county properties to be able to put into that RFP, because I think that the solar developers may be interested. They can have multiple locations.
I think for the that's something Kevin can look at. I think for the airport, in order to keep it clean and uncomplicated, we ought to put the airport RFP out on its own, especially with the implications with the FAA.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's certainly a good idea if they have other areas to put it on.
And we do have other property in the county. I will tell you that we probably about 8 years ago looked at doing something up the countryside and it never came to fruition because we have a lot of land out in front of there and it just didn't pan out. We can go back and look at it again.
Was it because there was no interest at the time?
No, we actually did have interest from three different proposers. But I'll have to go back and look at the notes. I wasn't a big part of it. And we just couldn't work out a deal or something with the three proposers of how their funding was supposed to come back to us. I think everybody looked at their contract and said, it's really not going to benefit us. I actually think Travis was one of the ones that looked at it too, said it really wasn't a benefit to us. It was more benefiting them than it was us.
All right, but I'd be all for maybe pursuing again.
Absolutely.
Times change. 8 years ago was 8 years ago. Maybe it's it could be beneficial to the county now. So, any other discussion? Okay, seeing none. Information for discussion review, monthly FBO and hangar revenue update, Mr. DeGraw.
So year to date, we received $115,000, which is $52,000 more than we received year to date from last year.
Okay.
Very well. And all the hangars are now 100% filled. The one hangar that had opened is now filled for this winter. So.
Yes, Mr. Carrity?
Don, are all the old hangars down now? We still have the old hangars?
The old T hangars?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're up. They're not down.
Are they coming down sometime?
That's the plan, yeah. But I'm not going to take them down before I have a new hangar to put the people
no,
on.
No, I know.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's the plan.
And then would you replace them with more hangars? Or
yes.
Do you need that area for something else?
We'd have to decide on that.
Okay.
Initially, it would become a tie-down area. But we could, if the state funding continues, we could think about putting hangars back there, which would increase our revenue. Yeah.
Any other discussion? Okay, privilege of the floor. Anybody would like to speak? Anything tickling their fancy? Okay, no fancy, no tickling. All right, I will now call this entertain a motion to adjourn by Mr. Garrity, second by Mr. Loeb. All in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Adjourn.
Thanks, Tom.
Outside Bernal.